Welcome to Kingdom Wealth Alliance Church, where our vision is to create a community where everyone experiences a blessed and a prosperous lifestyle, passionately pursuing God and His excellence. We aim to add value to both the church and the broader community through our dedicated service, recognizing that we are not meant to journey alone, choosing joy, prosperity, and good health in all aspects of our life. We foster a culture of honor for Jesus and others. Our mission is to spread God's blessings and power the upcoming generation with kingdom wealth possibility and restore life through the transformative power of God's word. We aim to demolish poverty strongholds, preach a balanced prosperity gospel, and integrate business, ministry, and heavenly living through biblical principles. With a standing ovation, let's make welcome Dr. Richard A. Welts.
We have a team before us this morning. C for financial ownership. C for financial ownership. Brothers and sisters in Christ this morning, I want you to know that seed are always very small, but the end product of every seed always appears so great. When the Bible said, parents, train your children in the way they should grow, for example, so that when they grow up, they will not depart from your training. That is God telling you that plant a good seed for your children so that when they grow, they can be able to produce well. Amen. Train up a child in the way it should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. Lay a good seed today, so that when you are old, the seed you plant today will be your harvest. There are parents today, 60, 65, 70, they are the ones cooking by themselves. Hallelujah. Ask them where are the children. Of course, they are mature. They have gone to their husband's house, but they don't care about their parents. If they do care about their parents, they will get somebody to look after their parents. When you sow a bad seed today, you might not start reaping it immediately, but give it some time. You will see the reward. For some of us, if our parents actually planted good seed while they were alive, I'm sure the battles most of us are fighting today will not be fighting those battles. You agree with me? The Bible said Abraham walked with God in faith, and when God was about to release the harvest to Abraham, He did not only release it to Abraham, he extended the harvest to his offspring. Means that the children were enjoying the seed of their father. Many of us today, we are fighting the battle we have no idea about. We are just fighting battles we don't know where they are coming from. Because what happened? Our parents sowed a wrong seed, and the seed yield to the season of harvest during our generation. And by so doing, look at what we are all going through. We have to pray to get a major breakthrough. We have to fast before we could get a husband. Sow a good seed for your children, that even if you've gone to be with the Lord, the good seed will be a good name to them. Everything is not about money, but how many doors can your family name open by the virtue of the seed you have sowed today? Where will they mention your family name and they will say, come inside? This is the challenge we have in part of the world. Some people will say, take the money, but let me keep my good name. And some other fellow will say, I don't care. Let me have the money, to hell with you. It might not work against them in their own time, but it's waiting for them. The Bible said a good man leaveth inheritance for his children's children. Inheritance does not really mean property. Leave a good name for his children's children. And for you to be a man that can handle ownership, then you must have laid good seed. Most of the blessing we are enjoying today, it's because a man called Abraham laid down a good seed. And the blessing of Abraham is still speaking to some of us in our life to date. Just because a man laid a good seed. So I challenge you today. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children. But look at what a wicked man does. But a sinner's word is stored up for the righteous. All this idea of looking for money, giving yourself a bad name, stop it. We must stop it. If you are here on earth today and you have a problem of 20,000, there is nobody that you can call that will rescue you that moment. Then go and check yourself out. You don't have a good name. Many of us today, the day we borrow money, the day we stop picking that brother's call, you don't have a good name. God did not bring you to this world to suffer, really. Many of us today, the challenges we are going through is not from God, it's not even from the devil, it's our bad character. Our bad character. The white man overseas will tell me all the time, Pastor, don't worry, we don't want your people to take credit from us. Let them just buy what they can afford. Because why? I asked them why. They said to me, when people take credit, especially here in Nigeria, if your shop is on this street, they take credit from you. You will never see them on this road again. Anytime they want to go to a bus stop, the other road is far. They will prefer to, you know, just because they want to create bad names for themselves. They will prefer to walk miles away just to go and turn. One day, many years ago, there is a saloon by the bus stop where we live. And the man by the bus stop owned a provision store. And my friend went and took credit from him. For 3 months, he didn't pay. He had been earning salary, but he didn't pay. He needed to cut his head. You know what he did? He needed to turn around. The moment he got into the saloon, the man was in the saloon. It was as if he was praying for the ground to open. Good name is what gives power to ownership. Good name. There are people that have money today, but they can't see the president. You've heard me preach about that message. But a gate man, just a common cleaner, have the number of the president. The man with the money have bad name. President don't want to see him, but he has money. Many young people today, one of the reasons why it looks as if men are not coming for us is not because they are not coming. It's because we have bad character. Our character stink. It smells. The first man that came into your life, you drove him yourself, not the devil. You drove the man. You literally drove the man yourself. The devil is too busy to be looking for you. He's too busy to be looking for you. Freeing up a child in the way he should grow. You are a father here. Don't be too busy looking for money, but forget to raise your children. You know why a lot of people believe that the children of pastors are always wayward? Because the man, some pastors are always busy pursuing God. They don't look after their family. And the Bible said Jesus is the husband to the church. So if you, the pastor, are always running away from your house to the church, you are committing sin. Because the husband, the church already have a husband. Go home and be with your family. Whatever you sow today as a seed is what you reap tomorrow. There is no two ways about it. Anything you sow good, you reap it tomorrow. No prayer point can wave it out. Because the Bible talks about seed time and harvest. And God can never break his word. As long as there is seed time, there must be harvest time. The seed you put today is what you will reap tomorrow. Don't let anybody deceive you. Prophet won't help you. This is why you see a lot of Christians today, they are frustrated. Because the prophet promised them, I will do it. He can't do it. It's a law. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, we never see. There is no prayer point that can turn the seed time and harvest time. No prayer point. You sow corn, you reap the same seed. You sow good character, you reap it. I mean, someone said to me, Pastor, why is it that is the ladies that are not even beautiful that are getting husband? I said, you should ask yourself that question. Because there is this thing that used to ring around the head of those who seem to be beautiful. They believe I'm beautiful enough. So any man that cannot take care of me can't have me. Your beauty can take you to your husband's house, mommy said the other day, but it is your character that keeps you there. No man wants a nagging woman. And no woman also wants a troublesome man. Hallelujah. Whatsoever you sow, don't allow anybody to deceive you. And whatever seed you sow for your children is what they will walk upon when they grow. There are families today, they are not praying for money. You know why? The parents sowed the seed of prosperity before they were born. And when they were growing, they start seeing the harvest of riches. So the children don't need to beg for money. There are families today that will never smell poverty till they die. Why? Because the parents sowed the seed for them. I challenge you today to sow good seed for your children. Sow good seed for them. Sow good seed for them. I watched the program yesterday. They called for seed. I still see my mother. I was watching on the internet. I saw her coming out. I asked my wife. I told my wife, I said, anywhere they call for seed, this woman, the money will send for her to eat, you use it to be sowing seed. I wonder what she's still busy sowing seed for. But she keeps sowing. It's a law. You can't bend it. You can't twist it. You can't pray it out. There are things you pray out. There are things you don't pray out. You can't pray it out. It's whatever you sow is what you reap. You are a student. To read your book, you are lazy to read. Then you expect God to appear to you at the exam day and say, this is the answer. You are joking. If you study hard, the result, you will see it outside. Say amen. So I challenge you today. Sow good seed for your children, number one. Sow good seed for your own future. All this jumping here, from here and there, will not help you. Place some value on yourself. Place some value on yourself. Our God is not a wicked God. The Bible said the earth he has given to the sons of men. You know what that means? Men are in control of whatever that happened here. Maybe a lot of people will think we have bad government. God will come down and keep back. God will not kill any government. Because men are the one ruling the earth. God will only intervene when you call for his intervention. And there are three things that make God to intervene on earth. Number one, your sacrifice. Number two, your obedience. Number four, your prayer. These are the three things. The heavens of the heavens belongs to God. That is where he dwells. If you are saying, oh God, why? Does it mean that you don't see what is happening in Nigeria? God see. But God does not have permission to do that because the earth he has given to the sons of men. The highest heaven belongs to the Lord, but the earth has given to men. So men are custodian of whatever that happened on earth. It's only those that understand how to bring God down, that prevail over the challenges of things on earth. So if you are praying for your president to die, your president will stay longer. Your president will live. Imagine our past president. As a matter of fact, the man did not fall sick again the moment he got to power. The same thing that happened now. When the current president was campaigning, people gave him all kind of name. Did you see his hand shake again? It will not shake again. As you are praying for it to die, God is protecting him because he's the one governing the world. All these churches gathering together, pray, it won't solve the problem of government. We must come to the reality that until we have men who fear God and power, the people will not enjoy. When the wicked rule, it will be clear from when the righteous rule. Whether you vote him there, you don't vote him there, he finds his way there. You think he will die? Don't be surprised. After 4 years, he will come back again. But by the way, in the recent time, it's doing well. Look at how news recorded that in this month of April, we are April, right? Nigeria currency seems to be the most performed currency in the world. The way the thing does drop. It's only the things that we are buying that is not dropping. But the currency is dropping, foodstuff are not dropping. That's the wickedness of the people. It's not from God. Is it God? Is it devil? No, we are the one ruling. We are the one ruling. Dollars at yesterday on the news, I saw it on the headline, 1,000 to $1. But go, we needed to order for something yesterday, some equipment. When dollar was 1,800, we bought that gadget for 650. So I make a request yesterday. I said, please, can we have the same gadget? Dollar have dropped now. How much are you selling now? Number one, he said, the stock is not available. Number two, he said he will have to go and get it. It means that he's getting it at the new price. The guy still insists that it's the same price. Men are wicked. Is that one God? Is that one Satan? God is there in his heaven. It is you and me that is controlling the earth. Stop disturbing God. God will not come and solve the problem of Nigeria. There are people today, go to their shop as I speak with you now. What you see there is expired products. They know the product have expired, but they are still selling it. Is it the government that is telling them to sell it? So you see why your prayer is not working. Because God is not even interested in those prayers. Until every one of us love ourselves, Nigeria will not be a better place. Love your neighbor as you love thyself. If you love me, you will not say expire product to me. If you love me, you will not wish me bad. If you love me, you will not pray for me to die. Until there is love in the nation, we go nowhere. The government is trying to bring the currency down, but the people are wicked. Then let the government take it back. You will see them crying now. When the righteous rule, the people rejoice. The people rejoice. The man is crying, but the people are wicked. But in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray today, whatever that gives you pain, whatever that brings shame to your life, shame to your family, shame to your business, shame to your career, it comes to an end this morning. It comes to an end this morning. It comes to an end this morning. Seed are usually very small. Usually they are very small. But when you plant them and you keep watering the seed, you see the harvest in folds. Some comes in tenfolds, some comes in hundredfolds. You know what that means? Whatever information you are giving to your children today, it might be a very small information. But if they are not good information, they will destroy those children. Whatever seed you are sowing into your life today, if those seeds are not healthy seed, they will destroy your life. Be careful of the kind of seed you sow. Be careful of what you listen to. Be careful of where you go. All this idea, because I'm angry, I cursed him. Stop it. You are sowing a bad seed. I was angry, so I cursed him. No, don't do that. How can you be cursing the man you are staying with? How can you be cursing the husband that is a roof, that is a head over you? What seed are you sowing? How can you be insulting, laying curse on your children? What seed are you sowing? A day will come, those seed will grow and mature and give you the harvest. This is why we have children who are 20, 25. The parents can't control them. Because while they were growing, bad seed were sowed into their destiny. But hear me and hear me well. For anyone that is living in that wrong seed foundation, is broken this morning. It's broken this morning. Seed to ownership are seed that men plant that launch them into the realm of financial ownership. Seed of ownership are seed that men plant and they expect the seed to launch them into their financial ownership. For example, Abraham was a man that demonstrated the faith of seed sowing. Anything God asked him to give, he gave. Give me this, he gave. Be patient. Yes, he was patient. Give me the son, he gave. And what happened? God launches him into his financial ownership. But can I tell you this? No one can ever give when you don't love. When you don't love. Genuine giving must be birthed from the womb of love. Number one step we must follow this morning. If God must multiply our seed, number one, we must give from our heart. Number two, we must first of all give God our heart. Proverbs 23, verse 26. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes keep to my ways. The best seed to give first, to launch you into your financial ownership, is the seed of your heart. The seed of commitment. The seed of your love for the things of God. Can I tell you this? Many people give seed because they feel or they believe or they've heard that the Bible said, give, it shall be given up to you. Not really because they love God. It's called transactional giving. There are people who give seed today. They don't love God. They give because of what they are expecting to receive in return. And the same thing applies to our daily living. There are men that give lady money today. They don't love them. They just want to take advantage of them. The love is not there. They are giving because of what they are expecting to get in future. But the love is not there. But the Bible is saying, first, my son, give me your heart. Give me your heart. Because where your heart is, that is where your mind and your seed will go. Give me your heart. You can't give your heart to a man that you can't give your seed to. That is not possible. And you cannot tell a woman that you love her that you can't give your seed to. It's not possible. So all this idea of trying to force people to give seed and they are struggling with it is because, number one, they have not given their heart to Jesus. If you give your heart to God, nothing matters to you anymore. Your seed matters not to you. After all, who gave you the seed? He gave you the seed. So for you to walk in financial ownership, number one, you must learn to walk in love with God. Number two, you must commit everything you do to His own way. God, I know. Yeah, but I know we have toiled all night. I'm a fisherman. I have my certificate. I have my degree on it. I can see the sea. There's nothing there. But at the wall, I will lay down the net. He gave everything within him. He submitted his ego and said, Lord, I give it up to you. At the word, and the Bible said he laid down the net. And the kind of miracle he got that day, in the history of his fishing career, he has never seen net break before. When you give without your love for God, you're giving worth nothing. This is why I keep telling people, when you go to churches where they are raising money, where they say, come and give money, don't stand up because others are standing. Give because you have a revelation of giving. Don't be pressured to give anywhere you go. Don't be pressured. But the truth is that you cannot love God and don't give. Amen. Your giving is your seed. For it is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to sow. Because when you sow, you are sure that you will reap. Many of us today, it is the seed that our parents sowed yesterday that is protecting us. That is protecting us. We don't know how this, my boss, loved me so much. He didn't love you so much. It is your parents' goodwill of their yesterday that is speaking for you today. God never rob a man. Even if your parents are not alive anymore, he extends the harvest to the next generation. God is not a robber of destiny. And God gives reward to those who serve him genuinely. Stand up for a few minutes. Just speak to him. Say, Father, launch me into my fountain of financial ownership. Launch me into the well of financial ownership. Pray that prayer for a few minutes. Thank you.